Weekend Breakfast with Africa Malani.
Joined on the line now by the news editor for Business Day, Xolisa Philip. Xolisa, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Africa. Thanks for...
I suppose we were all looking to a successful coalition partnership in Nelson Mandela Bay, and it's not a coalition between the DA and the EFF necessarily, but there's an understanding in the municipalities of Johannesburg and Tshwane. We're looking to the success of those to see a potential coalition government and how it will work out in 2019. And there's trouble brewing, which could mean that the likelihood of that coalition government taking place and succeeding in 2019 may not be a reality after all. Or is that too early to make that call?
I think that what we can take from what's happening now is the dynamics within the different parties. And, it's easy to form coalition governments. However, making them work is the tricky part, because you're bringing together different components, of philosophies and ways of doing things. And I think what happened in Nelson Mandela Bay did not go down well with the other coalition partners. And how it was handled in particular, I think, was what stung most of the coalition partners in this particular agreement, with the DA in Nelson Mandela Bay going and tabling a motion of no confidence in concert with the Patriotic Alliance, which itself is not the most kosher of parties, if one can put it that way. So in the road to 2019, one can say that, these kinds of situations can be handled quietly behind closed doors. But what has happened here, you've had court action. You've had a situation that's dragged out for almost a year in Nelson Mandela Bay that hasn't been resolved. And what people don't want to see is a situation wherein, the internal dynamics of the coalition partnership take precedence over the governance business, because people are tired. They want delivery and they want clean governance, and they just want politicians to do what they voted them to do, which is serve the people.
And therein lies the challenges with coalitions, don't they? Because unfortunately, the various parties will still contest the 2019 elections independently. And it's only when the votes have been counted and the numbers are in that there'll be a jostling, if you like, for any kind of coalition agreement. If the objective of the parties was and is still to unseat the ANC government, that seems to have been where the matter stopped in Nelson Mandela Bay. They haven't actually, before sitting down and saying, let's go into a coalition agreement, there was no adequate discussion as to how we're going to ensure that we deliver on the services to the people of Nelson Mandela Bay, given at times the vast differences in approach, in vision, in political ideology.
Look, absolutely. I think it's also political ego that's taking over, because each party contested the election on its own mandate, not necessarily as a coalition package. So, there might be a sense of pulling in different directions, but these are not political newcomers to our landscape. So you'd expect a degree of sophistication and some sort of, compromise in terms of how they will come together at the table and decide on how to govern, as they have done in Nelson Mandela Bay, because what they've done, or the common theme in all of these coalition partnerships, is that because the DA pulled in most of the vote, it's seen as the face of the coalition government. So in that sense, they've shown a degree of maturity in coming together and actually deciding to work together. The challenge is now to pull together in terms of strategy and executing, and that's where the challenges are coming in. Because one party wants to dominate over the other, and they start to see themselves as more important as the other. Because in terms of delivery, that's where you leverage off when you're campaigning and you're showing people, this is what I've done for you, and this is why you should give me a mandate to continue doing it.
One could argue, though, that if the DA is the overwhelming majority in that coalition partnership, that what the DA says should be considered favorably. General Bandolo Misa will say, hold on, just because you are the majority coalition partner here doesn't mean that a motion that you're tabling in the Nelson Mandela Bay municipality, for example, will best serve the interests of my electorate as the UDM.
That's where the challenge of ego comes in, and that's where the sense of unity, even within coalition government, comes in. that's where the national leaders come in terms of ironing out these issues behind closed doors so that they don't spill out into the public and become the PR disasters that they have become at the moment. Because what's turned out in Nelson Mandela Bay is quite messy in how it's been handled. I think that's where the challenge lies, not necessarily in people saying this is how I want to do things or this is my way or that way. There's nothing wrong with that. What is wrong is how the whole situation has been handled, which has been less than satisfactory.
How should they have handled it then?
Look, Mercy and Nolomisa should have come together and sorted this out, instead of this thing playing out in the media, because there have been leaks and counter leaks in terms of what the other side is going to do and what the other side isn't going to do. The PwC report recently has also been leaked. There have been all sorts of messy goings on in the background that could have been easily resolved among the national leaders of the coalition themselves, because that's why now you've got the EFF, which has said that it's boycotting DA-led councils exactly because of the way in which this thing was handled. And the political messaging also, from all of the parties has been quite problematic, in the sense that you get a sense of things are not necessarily coming off at the seams, but there is definite tension and volatility among the parties.
How do they handle the relationship between the DA and the EFF? Once again, there is no coalition in place in Gauteng as far as those two major metropolitan municipalities are concerned. However, there have been tensions, in part because of what's happened in Nelson Mandela Bay, in part because of the decision by the DA to call for a dissolution of parliament motion debate in parliament, because the opposition parties feel that they were not party to that decision that was taken by the Democratic Alliance. Julius Malema, the chief commander, I think he calls himself, of the EFF when he was graduating, reminding people that there is no coalition agreement between them and the DA in Gauteng. And that is a worrying note from the leader of the EFF, isn't it?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's worrying. I think that, what he's doing there is he's reminding them about the initial agreement. Because the DA at the moment, in one way, is behaving like that friend. You have a discussion, you discuss strategy, you go out there and suddenly they start going off on a tangent and reading off a different script than the one that you had prepared initially as a collective. And I think that is what's rubbing off the other coalition partners the wrong way, is that the DA sometimes forgets that it is in a coalition partnership, even though it carries most of the vote, and that it does meet the other coalition partners, even though it does have the majority of votes. And without them, it would be out of government, essentially. So it's that kind of treading, quite carefully. It's a delicate balancing act, because it has to serve its constituency whilst also balancing out, the needs of its coalition partners and being mindful of the fact that without them, it won't be able to govern.
I suppose all these various political parties are caught between a rock and a hard place. They do need to serve the interests of their core constituency. And I mean, the core constituency of the DA is very different from the core constituency of the EFF, very different from the core constituency of the UDM. And yet they need to all come to some level of agreement in order for them to govern and govern efficiently, which will require compromise. So let's focus on the DA for a second. How far do they bend, I suppose, to accommodate the needs of the EFF and to accommodate the needs of UDM and other coalition partners?
Look, I think in terms of the personality disputes, the DA needs to sort things out behind closed doors and not be cavalieristic in terms of how it handles the other coalition partners. I think it's the political culture as well, in terms of being sensitive to the other parties' political cultures, because the DA has one way of doing things and the other parties have another way of doing things, especially when it comes to Nelson Mandela Bay. I don't think it would have hurt either Trollope or Bobani to just keep quiet and let Mercy and Olamisa handle this thing as quietly as possible and not make as much noise as they have done, because now it's become almost a spectacle and a sideshow. And that's not what you want in politics. What you want is a quick resolution behind closed doors whilst people carry on with the business of governing. And that's not what's happened in this particular instance.
Olisa Philip, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning, news editor with the Business Day, helping us understand some of the complexities that led to the tension within the Nelson Mandela Bay municipality primarily, but also coalitions in general in South Africa.